Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome to our show. We have a special show today. Phone lines here are 221-1402 and our crew, the ever-present, Kelly Frost Jr. Hey, Frosty.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I am doing all right. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Got a little cold here, but, you know, we're persevering. And, of course, my soulmate, hey, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. In case you're just tuning in, it's 35 degrees. The time is 8:07, and with us in the studio this morning is a very, very special guest, Debbie and Steve Allen. Debbie's going to be talking with us this morning, and Debbie, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Linda and Carl, for having me.
Well, as you know, the Allen family suffered a tragedy here a number of weeks ago, and one of the things that has come from this is the Allens want to help other parents and other families.
And the teens.
And the teens. So we're going to get to this as soon as we take our break and we come back. Some of the things also the rest of this week, we're trying to put together another special show for tomorrow. I'm not going to talk about that. But it'll be on our website. You'll be able to see that. If we can get all this together. Of course, then Thursday we have Patricia Barrett. And then Friday, Mary Stiegel will be on our shows today. But this is a very special show today. And we'll get back to Debbie Allen right after this break. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. This segment of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew located 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have got one of the finest places in the North State for cigars, wholesale, retail, tobacco. Espresso Joe's gives you any type of coffee you could possibly want at fair prices. We enjoy going to Joe and see Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew.
And locally owned.
And they're locally owned. Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about something that's really painful to you all, as we know, but it's something that you feel needs to be talked about.
Yes, I do.
In the sense of what happened to your daughter.
Yes, I do.
Where do you want to start at?
Well, for some of your listeners that possibly don't know, December 20th, our 17-year-old daughter died due to alcohol poisoning. Initially, in my grieving the first few days, and as the reports came back as to what happened to her, and as I found more of the information, which was basically she drank a big amount in a short period of time of alcohol in her body that led to her death, I wondered, how could I have missed this? And the more I searched into it, I found out that there is a new way of drinking out there with our teens, possibly our adults, that they're not realizing they have created a really good recipe for alcohol poisoning to happen quickly.
And what exactly is this?
Well, they have found a way to drink by drinking shots fast, so that, according to what I am being told by many teens, so that they receive the high quicker. Well, the recipe for alcohol poisoning is big amounts of strong alcohol in your body in a short period of time, meaning 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, or 2 hours. And it can be as little as 8 ounces, which would be 8 shots of an 80-proof plus alcohol in your system, and within 30 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours, creates this recipe for alcohol poisoning. Once you have alcohol poisoning, You can only be saved by going to the hospital, getting your stomach pumped, and having intravenous
saline solutions and things of flushing it out. Right, absolutely.
And flushing out your system of the poison. There's no other way. There's no drinking coffee, having a shower, walking it off when you get to that point. Our youth, from what I'm finding out, are very comfortable also with vomiting. If they see someone vomit, it's not an alarm, where that is one of our body's first alarms that says something is very wrong. So in my initial grief, it made me think that, oh, my goodness, this has to get out. It's a simple way to create this recipe that can kill, and children and adults alike, because many parents I've talked to, many professionals, have no clue that the drinking has changed to this style of drinking.
I know that every so often you'll see coverage in fraternities, mm-hmm. and fraternity initiations, where people are blasting back drinks, just as you're speaking of right now, which leads to the alcohol poisoning, which leads then to death. And then they make a big thing out of it, and then it just goes away.
That's right.
But there's more than just the drinking part. A lot of it, you know, in the education, is one of the things you said was, this, I mean, you thought, you knew that you had a good relationship and that you thought you knew everything that about Shelby.
Exactly. Initially, it was, how could we have missed this? Because we are parents that from the times our children were younger, we talked to them about everything and anything. Steve and I, as some may know, lost our first baby to sudden infant death syndrome, which was our first tragedy in life. And we were parents that appreciated what we had with our children. I was in law enforcement for 10 years. My husband represents law enforcement. I was raised with law enforcement in my home. My upbringing has been all about safety. And to miss this, we know that Shelby, had we set her down and said, honey, you're 107 pounds, and your little body, if you have 7 shots of strong alcohol in your body, you could possibly die. She wouldn't have did this. But she had no clue either.
Well, I think that's a big surprise. And one of the things is that this information is available. And the fact is that most people don't realize it. I did not realize it until you brought it in today, that 6 shots of 80 proof liquor, if you're 100 pounds, and you know, a lot of our young people are when they start drinking, puts you into that point where you can die. And the only way you're going to reverse it after 6 or 7 drinks of drinking quickly is to go to the hospital.
Okay, now, for instance, let's just think of what it would be like to be in the party mode, okay? You're hanging out with your friends. You're doing shots. We talked about what it would be like if you're in Mexico and you're doing shots of tequila. What's the difference if you do 7 shots? Is it the blood sugar that just goes into overload and the body goes into the shock syndrome? If you're doing, like, shots throughout the night, or you're talking about this cocktail that is something that the youth are doing to get an extreme high within 30 minutes to an hour. Have you found out when did this start occurring as to, it's like a dare? When did this start happening?
Typically, from what I'm finding out, at some point they also started playing games with the alcohol. Maybe you've heard of beer pong. Well, that doesn't sound so bad because it's beer. But a lot of times at particular parties, they're adding shots of Jaeger behind the beer. And so when you create a game and you're drinking alcohol, you're creating a fast way, an aggressive way of drinking, because, of course, competition sets in and this and that. And what happens, typically, like you were talking about the college scene, which probably in the back of my mind, binge drinking used to mean, oh, the alcoholic who goes and binges out for 2 weeks away from his house, or the college student who is pouring gallons of alcohol down their body. What happens with alcohol poisoning is, and particularly in the way that the kids are doing it in a short amount of time, when this alcohol, say, let's take 8 ounces, goes into your stomach immediately. Okay. Our liver can only process an ounce one drink. That would either be, you know, your typical 12-ounce beer or your 5-ounce table wine or a shot, a small shot. Our liver can only process one of those per hour.
Wow.
So now you have 7 ounces sitting in your stomach. We're made of cells. Some of that alcohol starts bleeding through your cells into your bloodstream. But a lot of it goes into our lower intestine, and then it really bleeds into our bloodstream.
That's once where you get most of the absorption.
Exactly.
Right there.
And once it's in the bloodstream, as you know, it can go everywhere, including our brain. Alcohol is a depressant, so it starts depressing. It starts shutting down and slowing down our organs. One of them is our gag reflex. That's why many times there's aspiration involved, because somebody's vomiting and the gag reflex isn't working. And if somebody isn't with them, helping them,
yes,
then
yeah,
you can lose them.
I have to break in here. We have to take a break here.
Okay.
This is Carl and the Bot and Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Debbie Allen's our guest. We're talking about teens and alcohol, the dire results of too much, but also what can we do to help prevent these things. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 38 degrees. The time is 8:24. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have a very special guest, Debbie Allen. But you know what? Let's talk with our producer for a minute, Kelly Frost Jr. Kelly, you're 21.
Yes, I am.
And you're kind of shaking your head up and down, kind of acknowledging some of the things that Debbie has been saying. Share with us what your thoughts are.
It's a really common for the kids my age, you know, and even younger to participate in drinking games like that. That's a big thing. A lot of people like to do that, and the main goal is just to drink. I mean, that's really all there is to it.
Drink till you pass out?
Yeah. And it's kind of, I mean, it's, I don't know why it's so fun. I mean, I do it sometimes, but
the last time I drank like that was, almost 30-something years ago in another country. And when I woke up, I didn't like the situation I was in.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that after that.
Well, Kelly, why do you think that is? Why do you think that that this has become like a pastime for our youth?
I think a lot of it is boredom or like not a lot to do, you know? And so people tend to start drinking.
What about peer pressure?
Yeah, some of that.
They go to
pressure,
a party.
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah.
See, what I see, and I could be completely wrong, is I see people getting in trouble a lot of times because, one, they've never done it, and they get into a situation that all of a sudden everybody else is doing it, and then everybody gets in over their head.
And they don't
quick.
Know when to stop.
That's it, because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
If you knew the chart, now that you know the chart, and you know that an alcohol, how many ounces is it? Is it 1 ounce per hour that your liver can only handle?
Right.
If you knew, now that you know the chart as far as your weight versus how many shots, does it make you view differently your behavior or your friend's behavior as you watch?
A little bit, yeah. I was actually kind of surprised by the one shot, one beer, I didn't realize that it would get you that your blood alcohol content so
yeah.
high.
Well, that's the thing is that they're saying now with that 0.8 that now if you if you weigh 180 pounds, you can go to 0.8 with four shots or four drinks of that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So that means then if you've had like three beers or something, you're driving home. They can pop you for that.
Not a good idea.
No. But, okay, Debbie, going back, it's, you know, and talking to Frosty and listening to the younger folks like this, what other things have you gleaned in your research and all this?
Well, I've always remembered, too, being a teen myself, and what would make a teenager, you know, we can't just have the education in the back of our mind. It has to be always there, not where you're always thinking of it. And times aren't going to change. I mean, teens have drank alcohol. Alcohol is a legal drug. The only part that I haven't thought of is that the lethal part of it. I only thought of it when you're an alcoholic and your liver is shot or, you know, you're drinking and you're driving. We have done really good with the drinking and driving. A lot of the teens I talk to and that have always, you know, been friends with my daughters are very aware of drinking and driving. We've done a really good campaign with that. And that is what I want to do with Shelby's Rules. I want it to be, initially I thought I want it simple to where it's a reminder. And basically I want them to know, recognize the signs. And wherever you're at, it may not even be someone you know, but you know there's been alcohol involved and you see the signs, you act. You have no choice. You have to call 911. And in this day and age, kids even have the out of taking a cell phone and doing it without anyone knowing that they are. Although I believe that you just need to know that at the point it's an emergency, you get rid of the secret. You know, when I was a child, if I was somewhere and somebody vomited, we took them home to their parents.
Yeah.
We had not a second thought in doing that.
Okay, look, this is Carl Lindabad here on News Talk 1400 KQMS on Free Fire Radio. We have a number of people on the phones, and we've got to take a hard break here. We'll get right back, starting with you, Jeremy, as soon as we get back on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindabad here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
We're doing fine. How are you, Jeremy?
Good. I'm really glad you're doing this subject because I was kind of shocked. You know, I'm a 200-pound male, and, you know, I never really considered how easily you could get to that point. I'd like to express my condolences for your loss.
Thank you.
I have a sister who died from SIDS and a brother died in a training with the Marines, so I kind of know what this to a certain degree can feel like.
Yes, you do. You were hit twice too.
So I am very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
You know, the thing I was thinking about when you were talking is another side of it is that the biggest thing that protects children is parents, and obviously you're a very good parent. But I think we got kind of a catch-22 with our laws. I mean, drinking under 21 is illegal, so you can't have any parental official aid or consent. So you don't have any parents who want to admit to it, or they'll face serious fines. So you don't have any parents that are keeping an eye on the kids.
Well, I think we have a lot of parents that are trying to keep their eye on their children out there. You are right. You know, we have some things that have changed. We have some parents that different philosophies in what they believe, you know, whether, you know, kids can drink at home and they're safe with their parents there. Personally, the word that I want to get out is to have the recognition when something does go wrong that you need to recognize it. Vomiting is an alarm. So Shelby's Rules is secrets kill, alcohol plus vomiting equals 911. And if you're somewhere and you know there's been alcohol and you see somebody and they are vomiting and they're they cannot be aroused and they're semi-conscious, you need to call 911. Someone needs to call 911. That person needs to get to the hospital. And I will tell you, most cases that I am researching and seeing, the outcome of calling 911 is a person who is alive and their brain is intact. Every second counts.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your phone call.
This is a great program you got here. Keep up the good work.
Well, you know, Jeremy, and thank you for that. But you know what? This is our community. This is Linda and I. We live here, and the fact that we can bring this out in a couple other shows this week concerning things that have happened to our kids, you know, it needs to be done because we as a community have to band together to try and prevent this. So thank you so much.
I've lived here since I'm 3, and so this stuff is touching real close. So thanks again, guys.
You bet. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. I express my condolences to you. It's only by the grace of God that my daughter probably wasn't there also. She had a similar incident some years back.
Thank you.
And I just want to say that those charts that you're talking about, they're only guidelines, and there are many people who don't fall within those guidelines and will fall the problems that the alcohol creates far sooner than that.
That's true.
Well, you know, Daniel, that's a real good point. It's like, you know, if you do any type of scuba diving, They have dive tables. And these dive tables you're supposed to adhere to tell you how long you can stay under the water at a certain depth breathing compressed air. But all it is a guideline. It will hit different people different ways. So where it says that you may be able to have 7 shots of liquor and still be able to maintain, for some people, and it may only be that 1 out of 100, that 7th shot will kill you. So that's a real good point you just made.
Another thing is even though we have that guideline that you're legally drunk at the 0.8 level, there's also many people that cannot manipulate a car the way they're supposed to at that level also. And the law says whether or not you're able to maintain control of your vehicle. It doesn't matter actually what your blood alcohol level is.
And actually the chart that I have in front of me, it says the only safe driving limit is 0.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of us have pushed that limit before, and I the thing is too is that education is so important, and it can't be at the high school level. I mean, it should be at the high school level, but it should start probably in the middle schools, because then they understand drinking. They see it so much on TV, they see it in their little games, and they hear it from their peers. So,
and I actually was asked by a junior high girl to come and speak to her school.
Junior
that
high
tells you something.
There's many junior hires out there now that do drink.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell we could go deep in this from places I've taught, and that the kids are having problems with alcohol at age 12. So, hey, thanks very much.
Have a fine day.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
See, until it really affects you or your neighbor or a friend, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's something out there. And then that's why it's so important, I believe, that if you can get to the schools or the churches or community centers and events and you give a visual presentation describing in detail, it just hits you on a different level. It hits. So I'm so happy. We are so happy to hear this information today.
Thank you. And also that is my plan. I'm starting in Shasta County, but I'm moving out, and my plan is around the world. I actually have an exchange student in Paris, France, who's working with me right now. I have a sister who is a producer and who's working on bigger angles to get this word out. I want this to be big and in the back of the minds of our teens and everybody, parents, everyone included, so that possibly we can completely eliminate any child from dying in this manner. But if it's just one,
I've
served some purpose.
Paul, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Linda, Carl, and your guests. I've got an idea, and this would be the appropriate time to suggest it. And the idea is this. Have a program, say, 1 half day a week from 3 o'clock to 5 when the students get out of school, and call it teen time. When these students have problems, people say, well, go talk to your parents. And how many kids go talk to their parents? Or go talk to your teachers. And most of these kids get their ideas and suggestions from their peer groups. And I think Linda would be the appropriate person to handle it. What do you think?
Thank you. Well, we'll talk to our program director about that, because you're right. This is we need to be a public service, and that's the great thing about having Debbie and Steve on today, because this is the ultimate sacrifice of losing a child, and then what can you do with your grief is turning it around to empower people with knowledge. And if you can have a conduit, we call it a conduit here on KQMS and Free Fire Radio, that we're a voice for people to call and express their feelings, whatever it is, to be able to enlighten them with something. Leave them with some kind of hope, some knowledge. Thank you for your call.
You bet.
Thank you. Okay, this is Carl Linda Bott. Our guest is Debbie Allen. We're talking about how we can prevent or slow down and maybe even eliminate our children dying from things that they don't need to die from, and based strictly on somebody getting to them and talking to them first, they and their peers. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 39 degrees outside. It's 8:44. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from C.R. Gibbs. Valentine's Day is coming up, and anything jewelry, watch repair, the best stuff in town is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Our special guest today is Debbie Allen, and you know what? I think it's time to go to the phones. Ray?
Ray, good morning.
Yeah, this is Ray.
Okay, Ray, you're on.
My question is, I'm got a kid that goes to Foothill that was aware of this, and they said a lot of this stuff, they're afraid that when they do something stupid, nobody wants to tell anybody. And my question is for Ms. Allen, you know, as far as a parent goes, are you going to sue these people where this took place?
I'm sorry, I can't talk about this.
Okay. But that's what my son said, that they were just afraid to anybody to help her because they were going to get in trouble.
Well, that fear is why in Shelby's rules I have secrets kill. Secrets kill. So when you see alcohol plus vomiting, you must call 911. Don't be afraid to call. Every second counts. And waiting could result in brain damage, coma, or death.
You know, Ray, what I think is this, is I think if we can instill in our children the fact, it's kind of like if you've been drinking, call home to get a ride, and nothing's going to be said because it's better that you be alive and, you know, you get home safe. It's something you can discuss later, but it's got to be kind of like a moratorium on punishment if they do something to save themselves or somebody else. They may have made a poor decision with drinking, but they made a right decision on calling home to get help.
And after all, what's the worst that can happen to you when you get in trouble? Oh, let's see, you have to stay home a weekend, maybe two.
Listen, I absolutely agree with you, but a lot of these kids and parents, I mean, they're in fear of being arrested, they're in fear of going to jail, they're in fear of being sued. You know, they don't want to get involved. And the problem is, while they're making up their mind, do they want to get involved, time is running out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
If they remove the fear from that, I mean, because kids are going to be kids, or nothing's going to change that. Everybody that's hearing this conversation right now has done this. I mean, if you were a teenager. And I have children, and I don't think that I'm ranging angels or saints or anything else. But, I mean, I don't never want them to be in fear of trouble. I mean, because at the time, they think, I'm going to take the chance to stay out of trouble. I'm going to take the chance and not call anybody.
Well, you know, Ray, not to cut in on this, but I think that that comes also from the home, but also in that education we have in our schools, is that we tell them, okay, you may have made one bad decision, or, you know, a poor decision to do something like drink or whatever. Don't make the second one, and you won't, you know, only thing that we will remember is that you saved somebody, not the first one.
But I mean, I tell my kids to stay away from that, stay away from situations like that entirely. And I tell them, don't get involved. And I know that's a bad thing to say that, but, you know, they've got to protect themselves.
Through education, we can let go of fear. Because I'll tell you, it's more fearful probably to live with the fact that even a stranger, you possibly played a part in not saving them, and you're going to live with that death on your shoulders for the rest of your life.
Well, I agree with you, but yeah. I mean,
hey, Ray, we appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a tough question, but I believe it. It's got to be solved through an education program, but also in the home. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Shelley, good morning.
Good morning. Shelley Levy. I appreciate the subject and I want to help any way I can to pass the word on. I have a teenager. I also took in a 17-year-old niece, and I was appalled by how many families let the kids drink. And it's acceptable, and she ended up leaving because she couldn't follow the rules. When I would talk to the parents about it, I kind of got the closed door. There's a problem out there. A lot of parents think it's acceptable. Anyway, I'd like to do anything I can to help educate any high school students.
So how can she help?
Well, we've set up ShelbysRules.com, www.ShelbysRules.com, and we have information there. We have we've started our first meeting, which was last Saturday. And we have another one coming up on the 7th, and the information is on ShelbysRules.com. And so we've been setting up the memorial, and I have people calling me and wanting me to come and talk to a variety of places. So if you contact us through ShelbysRules.com, there's an email, and we can get together, and I would love to have your help. I want to have as much help as I can because I want to spread this word.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Shelley.
Our special guest is Debbie Allen. This is Carla Linda Bott. We're going to take a short break. We have some interesting stories. Stay with us, and we'll get back to you right after the commercials. Welcome back. This is Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS, and I've got to tell you, since Carla and I have been doing the show since December 16th, full-time, Monday through Friday, there are certain things that come into the studio, and it's a real blessing from my heart to yours for you to be here today. Something that you came in, and Steve handed me this little plastic bottle, 10 fluid ounces. It's a little, like a little tiny lunch size bottle of water. And you said, this is what Shelby drank. And I just can't even believe, when I look at this little tiny bottle, I think, well, that might be a full night in Vegas. Right. You know what I mean? Like right. Where you start at 9 and you go to 4 or something like that. I know that sounds, I don't mean that to sound trivial.
Yeah.
But I'm sure all of us can understand that little bit, I mean, it's not a little bit, but truly right. Concentrated and to do this, what you're talking about, these cocktails, just blew my mind.
Very shocking. Very shocking to us.
It's a powerful visual.
It is. It is.
Debbie, I think you had a story, too, that happened that was kind of indicative of what we're talking about here.
I do, and it pretty much shows why we need this education. I have a sister who works at San Luis Obispo Cal Poly, and she told me that, I believe it was this fall, there was a situation where three boys had went out partying. One boy became very ill. The two boys had the education enough to know that they needed to take their friend to the hospital, so they drove to the hospital. They were almost there, and their friend fell asleep in the back seat. When they saw that, they felt, oh, he's sleeping it off, so they took him back to the dorm, tucked him in his bed, and he passed away during the night. A perfect example of why we need the complete education on this subject.
Well, you know, we're going to link your website to ours. We get a number of hits every day on that to help out with this. Because,
thank
again,
you.
we believe, again, this radio station and this program especially is a forum for our community. And if we can help in any way on any of these subjects, and again, we're trying to line up another show tomorrow on some things that have been in our news lately. We'll have to see what happens today on it. But I think you're also trying. You're having a fundraiser so you can start putting the word out to even further afield, and it's going to be Shelby's Crab Feed, and it's going to be on February 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Big League Dreams. Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Foothill Cheerleaders so graciously donated their, this actually originally was going to be their fundraiser. They were going south for competition, and they decided not to do that. They still had set up this fundraiser, and they decided to donate it to Shelby's cause. So Shelby's Crab Feed will be February 13th from 6 to 9 at Big League Dreams. If you want to be a sponsor and buy a table, you can contact Terry Barnes at Big League Dreams at 223-1177, extension 106, or Cindy Fisher at Butte Community Bank, 722-0295, extension 3909, or Liz Gowan with a cell number of 917-0141, Or you can go to shelbysrules.com, and we'll put it up on the website, the information, so that you can get it. It's going to be a real fun event. They're making it very fun. There's going to be good crab, and Captain Jack Sparrow, I hear, is going to possibly make an appearance. And they're just making it a very fun night for the community to have a good time and also be donating to a very good cause.
Well, we'll have this on, like I said, we'll be on our website, and we'll talk about it also. Thank you so much, Debbie, for being here with us. We so much appreciate it.
And Steve,
again,
we want to
get the word out.
Thank you so much, you
Well,
too.
Look, this is Carl and Abad here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The rest of this week, we're going to be quite busy. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?